Hi, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. I had the chance to listen to a college Division I coach speak about his players. And he talked about lots of things that they do on the field, obviously, but he also talked a lot about what they do off the field and the types of players that he looks for before he even starts the recruiting process. And it was so eye-opening because a lot of what we've been talking about for the past several years is very similar to what this coach had said. And really, for kids, so many times we look at our kids and we think, what are you doing? You're not doing the right things. You maybe aren't talking the right way. You're not thinking the right way. Your actions aren't making sense. And a lot of it is learning. A lot of us go through life and we have to go through some trials and tribulations before we realize, yeah, what I was doing when I was young was kind of dumb. And what I did might have hurt my chances of getting a job, getting on a team, you know, moving up in my company, you know, getting an education, all of these things. We make decisions and they aren't always the right. But what this coach said was, if you do what is right every single day, success will follow. So when you wake up, before you go and do something stupid or do something that you might regret later on, think before you act. And we've talked about a lot of these things before, but it kind of reinforces all the messages that I've been trying to teach my kids. And this is coming from a Division I coach who's had great success. But he tells his players, do what's right every single day, success will follow. He added, show up. And when you show up, be present, be at practice, be at a game, be a good teammate, be a good person, think about the fans, don't do anything that's going to jeopardize your safety, but show up, be there, listen with intent. Follow what the coaches are trying to get you to learn. Those are things that really should happen every day. And you can equate that to going to work, going to school. When you show up and you pay attention and you do the right things, you listen to your teachers, you do your homework, you get things done, you move that stuff forward, you seek success. The same thing is with competing. When you compete fairly, compete at the best of your ability. Don't show up to practice and just, take it easy. Play as though you're in a game. And I know I've talked about this before, that when you're playing at game intensity or game level in practice, even if you're hitting 100% of your intensity and your abilities in a game, once you get defense or other players on the field with you, it's going to drop down to 70 or 80%. But you still play with that same intensity. Work hard. Anything you do, work hard. That's the crux of how we get through this life. Work with all of your abilities. And if you don't have abilities, because none of us is perfect, that's okay. Other people will pick up where you leave off, or they'll have the skills that maybe you don't have, and vice versa. You've got skills that other people don't have. But work hard. And then he goes on and he said, your response to a bad or a good day can make the difference. So if you're having a good day, enjoy it. If you're having a bad day, look for the silver lining to make it a good day. Not every day is going to be perfect. And I know that I've gone through some really bad days, and I keep looking for that silver lining, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in talking to somebody who uplifts you, whether it be listening to music, whatever it is. Your response to having that bad or good day can make the difference. And I know people who have that gray cloud over them constantly, and they never seem to have a good day. And it will not get better until you start seeing that there is some good things, and be grateful for those good things. Next one, they said, you can make an impact on people. It's you talking to others, you impacting other people's lives, whether it be in work, whether it be in a conversation, whether it be in, teaching somebody something or helping support them or bringing them flowers or saying hi to them. It's those little things. that can make a big difference and impact people. And the next one he said was, your journey may not be what you think it is preparing you for, but the experiences are what create your future. And I thought that was interesting, that your journey may not be what you think it is preparing you for, but the experiences are what create your future. The reason I repeated that is that when you think about your journey, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have times when the days aren't great, but you keep pushing forward. You keep doing what you can to make the best life for yourself. And eventually those experiences of what you've gone through, those trials and tribulations, or even the successes and the celebrations, those are all part of the experiences, and they help to create who your future or what your future might hold. Next, be clear on what you talk about and expect. Not everyone thinks how you think, so think about how to coach everyone and the individuals you lead. Be clear about what you talk about and expect. That's a big one. So many times I hear people talking in generalizations, and when they're talking in those generalizations, they're really not giving details. But what you talk about and what you expect, if you say something, just as an example, if you tell somebody, I'm going to do this for you, and they don't say anything else, maybe they buy you lunch. Maybe they are supporting you in some endeavor. Maybe they're helping you to learn or prepare for a speech or whatever it is. They do that, and it's very kind of them. Sometimes you ask them for help, and sometimes you may not. I've had people where they have done things for me without me asking, and then they expect something in return. And it's like, but you didn't tell me you expected something in return. I never asked you to do what it was that you were doing. And yet you did it anyway. If something comes down the line, somebody does something and they expect something in return, hopefully they're telling you. But in opposite of this, or the flip side of that coin, if you're doing something for someone and you're expecting something in return, make sure you're clear about that. Make sure that you're clear about what that expectation is. And as a coach, when you're teaching somebody something, or a teacher, make clear what the expectation is for the student, the athlete. Maybe it's parents that you're talking to of athletes or of students. Set that expectation. What is it that you need them to do to help reinforce what lesson you're trying to teach? Not talking to people with those expectations, or not giving those expectations and expecting something in return, is going to end in failure every time. Because people don't know until you tell them what it is actually that you need. Last thing, people skills are not on the phone. When you're in social media, when you're doing email and things, remember to say hi, remember to say thank you. And when you can, have a conversation face to face. You just don't get that same feeling on texting or social media. It's just not the same. You can lose context. You can lose tone. You can lose intonation. You can lose emotion in texting or social media, or even in email. So when you get a chance, have that face-to-face conversation and make sure that you're saying hi, goodbye, use your manners, thank you. Those are just some common basics that we should be able to expect from anyone when we're having those conversations. And really, you should be able to use your manners even if you are texting, social media, email, so on and so forth. Do your best to make sure that people know that they're human, you respect them, you're grateful for them, and you appreciate whatever it is that you're talking about with them. There were some generalities in this one, and I'm sorry about that, but in the end, I think this coach had a lot of great ideas and great great stories to tell about how we should conduct ourselves and how we should move forward in this world and be the best that we can be, showing up every day, you know, working hard, competing, figuring out how to take a bad day and make it a good day, talking to people face to face, showing respect, you know, setting those expectations. These are things that should come along easily to most people, and unfortunately it doesn't. So the lesson for my kids is, please learn these things. Please learn how to be kind to other people. Please learn to be, you know, to set expectations and to be detail-oriented in your conversations. You know, show up on time. Be there. Listen. Play at the highest possible level. And hopefully this will set you up for a good life. For all of you, thank you for listening. And until next time, hope you have a great day.